Hello there, and welcome to the audio commentary for customer services. So if you get the video up and do the same, the usual thing of if you press play in 3, 2, 1, play. Right, so welcome to the video. This is my amazing chicken puppet that I actually really like and I still have, and he creeps with the head out whenever I see him. I shot this all in front of a green screen with this puppet, and I built the puppet, as usual, out of lots of liquid latex and cotton wool and fake fur and paints and stuff. And then all the other effects in this, including my eyes and the backgrounds, are all digital, as you probably imagined. This is then my dining room with a jib shot, and then the dubious meats packet. Again, it's going to get repetitive. I made it all out of liquid latex and cotton wool and painted it up. I made the labels myself. And aren't I such a clever boy? And the poster in the background. This is filmed in my living room. I had to empty out my entire living room, move the sofa out of the way and rearrange everything so I could shoot in one corner that had two white walls. And those fake teeth I've got. I made those out of polymorph plastic and painted them up and varnished them. Varnish is probably toxic, so it probably wasn't a good idea to have them in my mouth. But when I put them in, they'd kind of distort and pull my teeth out of shape and quite hurt. So my teeth were like aching for days after those. I actually shot the video over 3 separate days. Doing one day was this customer service chat all in one spot. And then another day was me in the dining room. And then the other day was the living room at the beginning with the TV advert. And the problem was, since I shot everything myself, that any shots that had movement like that one there, I had to shoot separately. So I did the me at the door and then the leg moving and cut them together. Oh, the Chicky Lump. I filmed him. I made this little puppet again now of liquid latex and everything. I actually sculpted his head out of clay and then cast it into a mould. I was actually animating him, got a bit of bright green foam and cut a hole in it and stuck it behind him and poked through some clothing pegs and used them to pinch and open his mouth, and then used the green screen tool to remove the bright green bit of foam. So he is actually technically green screened. I kind of shot the background and then shot him in place with the same lighting. So he should look kind of like he's supposed to be there. You can tell he's green screened a bit, I think, but it didn't look too bad. I don't know if you've ever watched Invader Zim or The League of Gentlemen, but I'd been watching both of those before this, so they're both kind of... I'm guilty for being influenced by the latest show I ever watched. The grabbing arm, the bit when he grabs the arm, is actually shot in reverse. So I actually... it was pretty hard to do because I did it all on my own. And I wrapped it around my arm and had to try and stick it to my arm and then attach a rope to the other end of it, thread it through the table and pull it down with my other my left arm out of shot. No, my right arm. Oh, the other arm that's out of shot. I can't think. Pulled it down out of shot. So it pulled off, unwound off my arm. And then I reversed the footage so it looks like it's grabbing and wrapping around my arm. Yeah, that was actually quite tricky to get to look good, because I'd use a bit of glue to hold it in place, and half the time it'd just tear off my arm. That's the video. This is just me chatting at the end, sat on the stairs. This is probably my most natural performance I've ever given. It's supposed to look awkward. Anyway, yeah, I can't think of much else to say about this. It's taken me a really long time, because it's, I've been really busy with other stuff as well, so I've just been plugging away at this in the evening, so sorry it's taken so long to get here, but I'm really happy with how it looks, but it's probably my weirdest and possibly least funny video I've done in a long time. But yeah, I think that's becoming more my aesthetic now. I suppose more horror and comedy. I mean, they always are a bit weird, but I think now I'm quite enjoying, for the time being at least, I'm enjoying the horror side of it. But who knows, next video I'll probably change. That's how I keep myself interested, by just doing what I find funny at the time. So I hope that you like that. But yeah, thanks for watching. Okay, bye.